Daf Dalid Amud Aleph.
Shelo Yehu Mechavanos. Can the first for us? We're going to explain as we go on. She Yehu Amos Kalayim Schechikos. That the Amos of the Kalayim are a little bit spread out. Vishal Mavoi Vesukkah are at Savos, and the ones by Mavoi and Sukkah by alleyways and Sukkah are literally sad, but they're tighter. This has to do with how you measure a tefach. You tightly close your fist, or do you have it leave it a little bit looser, which gives you a little bit extra space? Ela baye kasha, ha de ketani kol amos ba amav hashisha. That which it says, all the amos were an amav of six tefachim. Ema amos kalayim ba amav hashisha b'hachi kamer. This is how you say it. V'kol amos she'amru b'kalayim. All the amos which are mentioned, the shumer of amo which are mentioned by kalayim are ba amav of hashisha, or by amav of six. Lovay shelo yuhu mechavanos, and the songs that make chamos meaning mitzutamos. Exactly, and a little bit narrower. El gedolus a little bit bigger, but tefachim sechikos with these larger tefachim. Labai vadi tonight he delo motzi lo ukmin the rabbanik of us because he can't make the rabbanim be saying like him. The hakol amos gamri because he said all amos. The rava mile but tonight he mir minin rabban shimon gamliel poligale. Do we say that rabban shimon gamliel is arguing him lememer to say amos kalaim ba amos bashisha to say that the amo of Kalayim is with a six tefachim amo. I will share amos, but all other amos could go in sukkah and mavi. Like, for example, by sukkah and mavi, which is us, is ba'amav as chemish is a five tefach amo. Old Dilmor, perhaps, Purusha come afarish from Shimon Gamliel, when we'll say the Rabbanan. Shimon Gamliel is just explaining what the Rabbanan were saying. The army, they said, the Bavachuli Mechuvanos, they said it shouldn't be Mechuvanos, that the Ishmehem Sachikos, the Ishmehem Atzavos, because they're trying to say that some of them were a little bit larger and some of them a little bit smaller. Velo Pirsho Ezimehem Sachikos, Ezimehem Atzavos, they weren't telling you which ones were larger and which ones were smaller. Vasu Ihul of Rush, and he came to explain. The Hanech the Klaim, the Havi Sachikos, the ones of Klaim, the ones which are a little bit larger, the Katanis, who said Bavachulum, it's Tzavos, it shouldn't be exact. Lahaki Idkar Klaim, this is why I mentioned Klaim, Lolum Ute Shar Amos. It's not talking to coming to exclude all other amos. Those benos chamisha they say that they have to be five tefach amos. Elamut einu de lo lahavisachah because it's just coming to tell you that they shouldn't be these larger amos. Ha asalashmin amos kalaim lo yitzamtim lefrushim milsei. The Tanakama who the Asi is coming to explain the Tanakama's words. Lo muuti shar amos mashisha and not coming to exclude other amos from being six tefachim. Lo muuti amos yisoy the amos of the labanos shisha hinted they were not six tefachim. Ba'amos amo v'tofeach. Ba'amos ketanos bas chamisha. There were amos smaller amos of five tefachim. Sheish ba'amo bas vav beinonis. There are those which are six tefachim, which are the average ones. And amo v'tefach me'elu. And there's an amo v'tefach more than this. Cheik. I mean a little bit tefach more than in the average amo. Cheika amo nide nimdad ba'amos ketanos. They're measured in the smaller amos, v'chein amo roichem so to the amo of the width, v'chein gavulo al svasan so to its border by the edge, zeras ha'echod, and one zeras, v'ze gav ha'mizbech, that's the top of the mizbech, kulam ba'amos, ketana salar, all with these smaller amos. Chek amo is a yisoid, chek al shem shehu, chikuyo v'tikuno shal mizbech, from the matta to tell you it's the chikuyo, this thing which is holding up the mizbech from underneath. That's why the yisoid, the base is called chek. Elo ha'kranus, shehein amo al amo, they were one by one amo, and that which it says that Zeresa Echod Mem Si'is from the middle is Rechovel Shel Keren Moid. It's the width of the horn Moided Zeres Shehu Chatzi. I mean measure a Zeres which is half an Amal. Lekol Ruch to each direction. Tavi Amal Amush which comes out to one by one Amal. So Zeg Amal Zbech Kolem. This means to say by Amal Ketano Zunim Dodo Amal Shel Mizbech. Hazachov the Amal Ketano is how you measure the Mizbech. Azov the golden mizbech. That's a bay. Ama orkov, ama rochba. That's a bay. That's an ama length and ama width. Maseches menachos perek shtei halachim. Maseches menachos in the perek called shtei halachim. Mefarish lehaikra. That explains pasuk that ama yisoid the kaami. That it says by the ama by the base bekitano until by the small one is labaroichiv knisis hayisoid. It's not talking about when the width or when the yisoid gets smaller to where these. After you're building up one amma, it goes in an amma. That's not what it's talking about when it goes in an amma. Ela begoiva, eliyasa. It's talking about in its height. Damar mayer, ala amma v'kana. It's amma that the yisoid goes up an amma and then goes in an amma. Yisoid, that's zel yisoid, that is the base of the mizbeach. Abo reich of a kanisa, bam bashisha. But the width of the going in on the mizbeach, that was a six tefach amma. The amma soiviv kanisa delay, ba amma katana. But by the amma of the soiviv, which is the area where the kohenim walk on the mizbeach, that. The flat part which is going in, that was indeed a small amal. Vlohe amos shel elias gavoya,
ba'amah katana, but not the 5 amos of it going up. That was not in the smaller amah. The kinnan Allah chamesh, kinnan as it says Allah chamesh went up 5 amos. The kinnas amah went in 1 amah. Zeh hasovim. That's the sovim. The kronos loshna grevim veloshna reichon ba'amah katana. And by the kronos in the mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference the height or the width. It's all is it a smaller amah. Now there's a hagol. Kasher mufurish bekuntres shama Rabbeinu Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochar. That's as Rashi says explicitly. He heard from Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. Va'ata chazar boy. Now he's retracting the kashal because he had a question. Masha Targum Yonason. That was Yonason had it in Targum Yonason. Ama v'tavach amso dihi amso upashach. Then says it's an ama and ama and pashach. Nimsa the ama gedoy lamarin. Must be that it's talking about a large ama. But oy, and furthermore, im kedivri hazaken. If it's from the zaken, meaning Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar, lo hayolo lichto v'cheke, should have said cheke im cheke amo, it should have said cheke amo. Upir shalanu, Rabbeinu explained to us, hachi, like this, l'mayla hizkir midus ha-mizbech, it was explaining the measurements of the mizbech, v'ariel shtei mesri amo, that Ariel, which is referring to mizbech, was 12 amos, v'sham midus of, and the rest of its measurements, v'ata kach amara kosa, now what the pasuk says, el midus ha-mizbech, she'amarti lecho, these are the measurements of the mizbech. I said to you, "Hakol nimdu ba'ama shehi ama v'tefach." They are all measured with that which is an ama, which is in the larger ama, an ama v'tefach. V'chek shehu yusoid, and the chek which is the base, the yusoid, eno nimdat elo ba'ama shehi ama katana. That's only measured in an ama which is a small ama, v'lo ba'ama shehi ama v'tefach, and not in the large ama of an ama v'tefach. V'ata de Rabbeinu Yonason kaima, and now the Rabbeinu Yonason makes sense. Kach shemati v'ikra. This is what I heard, and that is the main pshat, and that is the end of the hagol. Shiurin. Shinasan Chacham l'kol davar, the Chacham gave for each mitzvah of eretz of the earth. The Kegoyim, for example, kazayis dam of eating a kazayis worth of blood, or chelav or the forbidden fats, or pigal that's the carbon had improper thoughts like at the wrong time. Menoiser the leftover of the carbon, the kazayis min amesa, or because of the share of kazayis min amesa, matam ba'oil the gizof tumen and oil. B'shar she'urin the mafurish l'chaman, all the other shiurim which are going to be explained as the Gemara continues. Chatzitza and chatzitza pasalos v'tfila. This is the chatzitza with barrier between on a person's barrier on body during which invalidates going to the mikvah. Mechitza halachos mechitza the halachos of mechitza shtei gavoya asar that has to be 10 high. The chin shar hechoseha all the other halachos of it halach l'moshe v'sinai it's all halach l'moshe v'sinai the shir nemar v'chol edel mesharin behind the farmacher and each of one of the shabbat meaning you have another different shir for it. Caleb al ksefa v'sandal v'tabos v'yadov she'en the meluvashim bo he's derech malbush he's not wearing them the normal way of wearing clothing to be the caleb al ksefa the same way as comparable to carrying his caleb on his shoulder who behind it. They also came into the house. And it says, anyone comes to the house, comes stomach. And also all the rest of them, which if he's wearing it the normal way, Korean begot, if they call this clothing, it's going to become bottled to him. That's when he has to take his clothing into the mikvah. Which is Mitzrayim Pasha Zayim Mekori from the Pasuk. The High Oichel Lav Echila Mamish. It doesn't really mean eating it. Elishi Yishik Tishir Echila. It means that you're staying in the house for the amount of time it takes to eat. It would be a little below Shehi in a Matam Begodim. And just walking into the house without waiting there, this amount of time is not called. Does that make the Begodim Tomei? Paras is Dal Beitzim Hain Mazon Suda Beinonis. It's 4 eggs worth, which is the food of a average meal. That's Rashi Shita. Those 4 Beitzim. Others hold it's 3 Beitzim. Paras is Lashon Prusa. Of a piece, shishiruch v'chetzikikar, which is, the Chazal said is a half of a loaf. Almer be'er, which is said by erev, the be'inon muslim be'isulis, and by erev you need the food for 2 meals. Nan hasan the chetz of the beis hamenuga, the parakeitz, and we say later that half of that share of 2 meals is what you need in order to have the share of becoming tamei in a house that has saras. Paschit and ein shabak at the pasar, you eat it quicker than you do barley bread. Meisah shehiyah zub hesebo shiruha. This amount of waiting is the amount of time when you're reclining and eating. Lobin the chalas famida, not when you're standing and eating and walking. Uba, shehu shayu bechila. So yes, it does cause you to eat for in a longer period of time. Chalas, but lift and shenechal maher gets eaten quickly. Veinam tamah ba'il shem etzim b'lo basar, any bone without any flesh on it. Ad shehisham shedur shleim or till it has a complete spine, or gugolos or a skull, or reb binyanai. Or most of the building of the body, which is beis shukayim, v'yerach achas is going to be 2 shuks and 1 thigh. O rob minyano, or most of the count, which is kofhei chafhei evarim, which is 125 evarim. Revius yayin lenozer lechayv al malchus in order to mechayv him malchus.
Daf Dalid Amid Beis. Grogeres, he to Ena Yavesha, it's a dry fig. Babashi Rokal Oichel Adam Le'inyan Hutzas Shabbos, and that's the shit that Chazal gave us for the amount that you need for taking to be chayv and taking out on Shabbos into the public domain. To nine Hamotzi Oichelus, Oichlin Kegrogeres, the person who takes out food, the shear of a Grogeres. Balabayas Chosel Al Kalev, a regular house owner, he cares more about his Kalev. Imnikev Kamotzi Zayas, and even if it has a hole which is, allows a Aleph to come out, still his man's Sneel Le'egozim. And he keeps it for nuts and eggs. As a whole, it will let nuts fall out. But still, let me remind him, he keeps it to store pomegranates. Therefore, it became tummy. It has a hole. A dying tummy, it's still going to be tummy. And she's not going to give him until it has a hole the size of a remote coming out. Behind the shiron, can you remind him, that's what it means when it says the shear is like a for the shear of a pomegranate. I will kli umon, but if it's a kli umon from a professional and person's going to sell it, then which is being ready to be sold, it's tar minakav katam becomes tahar with a small hole because he's not going to be able to sell it anymore. It's damaged goods. Roiv shir abezesim achilas chelov, eating the forbidden fats or dam and the blood and the noiser and the pigle and the tummy. So, or if he's tummy and he's eating it, bin the velo, or if he's eating the velo, behemoth mayo, he's eating behemoth mayo, ubasar mesu lahail, or also like the bustle of mace to give off tumo and oil, umaga the velos and touching the velos, or actually gives different examples over here than he did in Amun Aleph, I don't know. Called the Vasha Omer B'Torah is the Vash Tamarim. I mean, honey is mentioned in the Torah, is talking about date honey. Kedemar Hassan, we say over there, Eim Esachas Bikurim. Eim is being Bikurim, ki Eim Mizayin Hamin. You only bring Bikurim from the seven species of Eretz. So, Velob Tamarim Sheba Harman, not from dates which are grown in the mountains, Velob Mepera Sheba Mokim, not from fruit which come from the valleys. Alma Peshita Lei Letanah Tamarim Mizayin Haminim. It's Pasha to the Tanah that the dates are from the seven Minim, and the Hainu Dvash, and that's the Vash in the Torah. B'mayim b'mei mikvah hamuchunasim, which are gathered together, mashma. That's what's implied. V'avagav delav chaim, even though it's not a spring, but the loksiv chaim, this doesn't say in the pasuk has to be chaim. Meaning the mikvah is kosher and doesn't need to be a spring. Kol pesor mashma kol pesor ke'echad means implying all of your flesh, meaning your whole body at once. L'saro should be possible. Chitzita that should become invalid in your tefillah if it has a chitzita in your hair. U'keter rabba damar rabba chitzita pesalas peser. The rabba says that the chitzita will indeed invalidate your tefillah if it's even though the chitzita is only on the hair. Nima achas keshuach mitzvahs the matzil haduka shapur because you can get it really tight in the mayim nechlasim b'kesher and the water will not enter into the net. Shalosh in the chutzetzes to lo mahat kishafer because it doesn't get very tight. Ayle b'humayim and water will come in. Dover teir halach lo moshe mitzinis b'chutz teir b'shabal peh. It's halach lo moshe mitzina in teir shabal peh. Rubo rov saaroi most of his hair she'im yesh bo dover chutzes. There's something which has a chutzis on it could go in dam yavish dry blood with yo or ink v'tit yavish or dried cement v'zefes yavish and dried zefes or shikasher rubo achas or most of the hair is tied one on. Each one on itself. Your pain on this dirt, by this dirt on your head. Those are the Merdaik, this thing, Makbid, the Rashi says, it's being Makbid, some which is Mitzara on it, and lesson that might not be considered a Hapada. Pshayna Makbid, love, Havi Kagufoy. It's like the body of Avagavta Havi Berubal Lochaitz, and even though it's over in the majority of the body, it's still not a Chatzitza. Because our Rubal Shayna Makbid, Hoyo, the Havi Roiv, since it is. Rove v'dami b'miksas chetzitza rice and somewhat comparable to a chetzitza that's also made the rice. Well, mi'uto hamakbet hoil v'dami leil b'hakpada because now it's compared to the chetzitza rice and that we should care about it. Because the love of lachal moshim is sinaihu and exera a decree from the chacham is not lachal moshim is sinaihu. El exera min derabanan. It's only exera derabanan. V'rubu hamakbet l'chudehu to have a lachal moshim is sinaihu. The only one that's a lachal moshim is sinaihu is the fact that it's covering most of the body or most of the hair and. The person cares about it. Because they're comparable to each other. They're both miyut. They're both a minority amount of the body. Because of majority of it, which even though you don't care about it, why did dami lahadad? It's still comparable to high ino makbid, high ino makbid. Because this you don't care about, and the other one you didn't care about. No, so our answer is higufa. Because of most of the body, covering most of the body or most of the hair, and you care about it. Aron Tisha Vekaparas Tefach, Aron Gavoyo Tisha Tvachim, the Aron's height was 9 Tvachim, the Ksiv Amma Vechetzik, Kamasa, that's height was 1.5 Amos, the Kaparas is a Tefach, and the Kaparas was a Tefach, Hari Asar, that's 10, the Ksiv Shom, with the Marti Yitcham Me'ala Kaparas, then Hashem is going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu from the top of the Kaparas, the tiny Parakam of the Sukkah, we have a Bryce in the first Parak of Sukkah, Rabbi Yisimur, he says, Zilam Lo'yor, the Shekhinah Lamata Me'asar, the Shekhinah never went down lower into this world from 10, lower than 10 Tvachim.
And he gave over the earth to the people. And less than 10 tefachim is considered part on this world. Because you see that Hashem only spoke to him from on top of the kaparis. So therefore, he was staying above, keeping his shekhinah above 10 tefachim. Alma asara habi mechitza. And you see that 10 is considered a mechitza. That above the 10 is not going to be considered part of the lower Rishus that's underneath it. El Rishus Achrisa, it's another Rishus, another domain. Amas Binyan, Kagoyin Amas HaKroshim Vahiyirias. For example, the Amas they're describing by the beams and the curtains. Amas Kalim, Kagoyin Amas HaAron HaMizbechas HaShochan. For example, when dealing with the Amas, then describing the size of the Aron and the different Mizbechas and the Shochan.
Why Rashi is Kagoyin, which implies that there's other Kalim, I don't know which other Kalim, but we mentioned over there, mentions both Mizbechas HaShochan and the Aron. Maybe the kier. Bama bas chamisha the hashta lo nafgile na aron midi. Now you're not learning anything from aron at all. So the Rabbi Yehuda lo havi aron b'hadi kaparis elushmoy nitvachem mechetsa, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the aron is only going to be 8.5 tvachem and not 10. The bein in this amos basov bein inus. It's an amos of 6 tvachem, which is bein in this kol adam, the average one to each person. But yeshkadol me mendel is one that's bigger than that. And the amos pesek of silence. We said mesachos pesachem. Shtei amos hayu b'shushan habir. There were two amos sticking out from the gate of the basically called shushan habir. Ama achas yisera al shem moshe chetzi asom. Etzba one was half a finger's worth larger than Moshe Rabbeinu. So achas yisera le chetzi etzba. Another one was another half of etzba bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Zimshas yisera al shem moshe etzba. You see, it was a bit larger than Moshe Rabbeinu's amo, a whole etzba. L'gud amin the mekamaduch. We've seen say in a number of places good achas or good osik. Good achas where the wall shoots down, and good osik is where the wall is shooting up. You look at it as if it is extending up or extending down. Well, pachas megimel is kolovet. It's like lovet, meaning it's as if they're attached. Well, lashon lovet is kamol sniff. It's like a meaning a davar kotzer. It's a small thing. Shosifa lovet, you add into it very richu and made it bigger. Ubal lemaya to lasas binyan itzaba, to make a binyan of some sort of like a rock of some sort or a stone to put over there, the stone the seat. Oh, offer tachas sakar or dirt that you put underneath the crossbeam. Bar it's in the ground. Lemayit goyvah halal in order to shrink the height of the cavity of the airspace in between the ground and the cross beam that's placed there, the horizontal beam. Kama mamait mashmo implies kama yigbiya akaka, how much you can lift up the ground. Kama the tzarechli ad shelo yehechalal yoyser al esrim, you put in as much as you need until you don't have the airspace over there of 20 amos, or more than 20 amos. Rachvul shomiyat leharchivo lesoch arechamovi kama. This is the width of that which you're shrinking it. How much does it have to stick into the length of the alleyway? Tefach keneged rachvul shel kairav v'tachta, look opposite the width of the horizontal beam and underneath it. Mandem tefach kasever mutl l'shamish tachas akur da amar chudul hachitzon yored v'saisim. We're going to say that the outer point edge of the horizontal beam is that which is what we look at as if it extends down and seals off the area. The mashmal kama is going to imply later on. Vilkach kevin the shir asur eser ma'amo mishum heker hu. Since the amount of 20 amos is because we want it to be recognizable, har yesh heker lo amid al oisat tefach. There will be a heker to the one will be recognized as the one who's standing on that tefach. Shin nigba tachas heker, which was raised underneath the horizontal beam.